That's right.
Volume up and get ready. Welcome to my podcast.
Usual Friday.
Hey, welcome everyone to Talk About It Friday, Sunday special, and I'm here today to interview Carl Cannon, an erotic author and writer. Hey, thank you, Carl. Thank you ever so much for coming onto the show. So tell us about you.
Well, my name is Carl Cannon. Actually, I will admit that is my pen name for the novels and short stories I write that fall into the erotic and romance category. I'm an American in my mid-30s, married, been married for a number of years now. My wife and I are very fortunate that our jobs allow us to do a lot of travel, so we've enjoyed traveling around the country and unfortunately haven't been out of the country in a number of years, but we do enjoy our travel.
Right. Wow. So you've never been out of your country?
No, actually, we have. We just haven't been able to get out of the country in the last 5 or 6 years. I was actually in Ireland and England. Oh, I guess it's been about 15 years now. I was fairly young when I went over there with my my grandparents. We were actually tracing my family roots, which was very interesting.
Well, that's cool. I've never even been out of the UK, to be honest.
Oh, and, you know, it's funny. We run into so many people in our own country who have never traveled outside of their state, which just absolutely amazes me because our lives are all about travel and about exploring. And to meet people who haven't traveled more than 400 or 500 miles away from their home is just so unusual for us.
Yeah. Wow. Maybe one day I'll think about that. So what made you get into writing?
Actually, part of it, I have to do a lot of technical writing on my day job, which gets very boring. So I began writing travel blogs and things like that, which seemed to be pretty popular. And I've also written in a few other genres like science fiction. I enjoy it. It was a release for me. But then I just wasn't getting into it. And my wife and I traveled to Hawaii. We spent a few weeks in Hawaii and we were traveling around the island, one of the islands, and stopping at every beach that we could see just to explore and see what was there. We came to one beach and walked down and everybody was naked. And we looked at each other and we looked around it for signs and there was one sign that said something along the lines of you may encounter nudity at the beach. And I remember us saying, we didn't know there were any nude beaches around, and we're carrying our beach bags and everything. And my wife said, well, it's a beautiful beach. It's really secluded. So let's stay. And we did. And after a short time, we decided, well, you know, when in Rome. So we dropped our suits and found it to be a very natural, very relaxing thing to do.
Yeah.
We ended up meeting a few people there and shared, you know, some conversations. And they told us about the nudist lifestyle. So we, from that point on, we started looking for opportunities where, you know, we could go to a nudist resort, whether that was in Florida or, you know, any place around the country, and enjoyed it. So, and from there, we also started talking to people who were into like swapping and swinging kinds of things, which we definitely weren't at the time, but it was an interesting concept. And I think it was about 4 years ago, met a couple. They were both psychologists, worked at a university in California, and they were talking to us about some research that they were doing into monogamous relationships. And basically what their point was is monogamy isn't necessarily a natural way for humans to be.
Right.
Not wrong, but that we have a predilection to not be monogamous. And they kind of pointed us in the direction of some research. And one of the things they said was, look at all the stories that CNN has run on non-monogamous relationships and how common it is, and yet people hide it. Or instead of being honest about it, they have affairs.
Right. So
we actually have become friends with them, and even though we don't live near each other, we exchange emails and chat from time to time. And it was just a fascinating concept, and something that I've tried to explore a little in my books.
Yeah, I mean, it's interesting for you to say all this, because, you know, as you write erotic, would you say that is kind of coming to reality to your actual life?
It does. It has tied in to some extent.
Wow.
One of the things that, you know, we grew together doing this was, you know, the nudity didn't bother us at all. I think a phrase that stuck with us probably the first time we talked to that other couple was, a lot of people who are into, call it the lifestyle, just see sex with somebody else as the ultimate massage.
And, right.
You know, so we were talking about that, and I think as a couple, you have to talk through the, you know, the emotional overlays and how you were raised.
Yeah.
Which is a big thing for us. You know, our parents are in monogamous relationships as far as we know.
Wow.
So it was a stretch, and we have explored a little. One of the things that we discovered is, I think what's out there in public and in the media are the people who go to the extremes. Not that there's anything wrong with that, but, you know, they're going to swinger parties and doing things like that on a very regular basis. But what we've discovered is much more common is people get to know each other. You know, couples get to know each other, and it's almost like couples dating.
Yeah.
Get to the point where they get comfortable sharing or doing a little more. So if you read my books, the novels do sort of tie into some of the reality that we experienced. I would say for us as a couple, one of the mistakes we made, after talking to our friends, we found ourselves in Las Vegas and we decided to go to a swingers club.
Now, oh, wow. You lucky boy.
Well, it's funny because we had never done anything up until that point other than the public nudity and occasionally, you know, hugging a friend nude. So we went, and Lily dressed in a corset, and she's just drop dead gorgeous. So I don't know how I ended up with her, but we went to the to a swingers club, and it happened to be midweek. It wasn't very crowded. There were some people there. We did talk to a few people, but it was the kind of things where, you know, Lily came up to me and was like, I'm not really sure I'm going to be into this. So, and I was feeling the same way. So we spent a few hours there, had a few drinks, and then ended up leaving.
Oh, right. Wow. So you both obviously haven't encountered other sexual partners.
We have. Oh, wow. We have some friends that we've made over the years that, you know, it's like I said, for us, it was building a comfort zone. And again, for us, and I'm not saying anything somebody else chooses to do is wrong, but what worked for us is getting to know another couple and feeling comfortable.
Yeah. I mean, the way I see it is, you know, each to their own, right?
Exactly.
Yeah.
And most of the people you run into are very comfortable with that. And one of the things that we learned early on is people who are traditional swingers, one of their primary rules is that no means no.
That's right.
So you know, if you happen to be in a group setting, you don't just go up and start groping somebody. You know, you talk to them and you ask them what they're good with. And if they say not into it right now, then you need to just accept that and move on. Unfortunately, not everybody is like that. We did meet a couple at a resort in Florida that were telling us about a stay they had at another location, and they were telling us that a couple just came up to them and just started grabbing them in the pool.
Wow!
And they were just completely taken aback because they weren't into swinging at all. And for a couple to assume just because they're at a nudist resort that, you know, it's okay to do that, they were shocked and shared that. Now, we've never run across that ourselves, but we've heard those stories enough to know that it happens quite a bit.
Well, that just sounds absolutely crazy. So we're going to take a real quick break.
Sure.
Here, and we're going to, you know, there's some more questions that I would love to ask you. So we're just going to take a real break here.
Sure.
Did you know Ask Me UK help hundreds of thousands of people with their expert advice and support? Ask Me UK funded world-class asthma research to better asthma treatment. Ask Me UK campaigned to improve the quality of care received by people with asthma. Let's stop unfair asthma by donating today at www.wayneclark.online. Let's all make a difference by donating to Ask Me UK today. Hey, welcome back. So I'm talking with Carl Cannon. You know, we've got some great topics coming on here about erotic and his way of life as well. So welcome back. So the other question that I wanted to ask you is that as you've encountered other sexual partners as well, have you ever encountered any jealousy between you and your partner?
That, you know, it's a good question, and I'm pausing because I'm trying to think if we've ever run into that. And honestly, I have to say no, which is funny because I would have considered myself a jealous person. But wow. Again, for us, and I think we were lucky because we had that other couple I had mentioned earlier had been in the lifestyle for quite a while and gave us some pointers and suggestions. And I'll say, no, we've never been with them sexually, which is kind of funny because we're incredibly close friends with them.
Yeah.
But one of the things they told us is you have to talk, is communication is key. And if either partner is uncomfortable with the situation, then it's not going to be good for either of you in the long run. They shared that in their research, they found that couples that swing, that actually get into it for the right reasons, that talk and communicate and share information back and forth, and don't hide things, they tend to be very happy couples. And I was surprised. I looked this up. I was surprised to see that married couples who are in the swinging lifestyle tend to stay married.
Yeah. Wow. Sorry, I am so blown away. This is so unexpected. Wow. You do lead a life, don't you? That's incredible. Wow.
We try. I think, and it's funny, I mentioned that Kyle Cannon is my pen name.
Yeah.
None of our friends that we grew up with, none of our family know anything about this. And, you know, we've talked that it's kind of a shame. It's funny that it's almost better to have an affair and come out about it. And then everybody's like, oh yeah, that happens all the time. But if you tell them that, you know, every once in a while you get together with other couples and swap spouses, there's an instant freak out moment with that.
Yeah, that is true. Wow. So what made you, would you say that sort of lifestyle made you want to write, or would you say your writing developed that kind of lifestyle for you?
I'd actually say being involved in the lifestyle made me want to write about it because I think there were a lot of misconceptions about it. And so I got to a point where I thought, you know, I've got this idea of a storyline. sort of parallels our life, but not really. I can pull in some things that actually happened to us, expand them, of course, for the writing, because it is all fiction, but have that element of reality so that hopefully if somebody reads it, they're reading it and thinking, wow, this could really happen. So I personally don't like writing like the old penthouse forum stuff where guy meets girl and all of a sudden they're in bed together or on the beach or whatever.
Yeah.
I like to write a story that tells how it could happen.
Yeah. You see, the way I see it as well is that you would get some folks that would turn around and say, oh, if couples can swing, it means they're not satisfied with their partner. I mean, what's your take on that?
I would say we thought that ourselves up until several years ago. For us, it was a progression. It was being at the nude beach and realizing that being nude with others wasn't that big a deal. We were very comfortable with it. Lily actually had done quite a bit of modeling in college, so that part dovetailed into some of the books that I wrote about. But she was even more comfortable than I was with, you know, having less clothes on. But it got us talking. You know, we met couples that we were like, oh, do you think they're swingers, or, you know, what are they doing? Because we did notice some couples that were very close on the beach, like multiple couples. And it got us talking, and it's hard to capsulize it, but we moved from conversation to, you know, what if, and then honestly there were the bedroom fantasies. You know, I don't want to get too blatant for your audience, but honestly, after that first time at the beach, we went back and, you know, there was the fantasy talking about, well, geez, what if we had another couple here with us? What would we do? And, you know, you do that fantasy, and then an hour later, you're sitting around having a drink going, so would you really be okay with that? And that led to the conversation.
Wow. I mean, that's incredible. It obviously is an exciting life for you, though, right?
It is. I'm trying to frame that because, again, for us, we don't do this all the time.
Right. Yeah.
To be honest with you, you know, in the last year, we went to several nudist resorts, you know, did a lot of stuff like that. We only met one couple twice during an entire year. But that's just because that's who we are, and we aren't just going to pick up a couple.
No, absolutely not.
You know, we know people who do that and who are very comfortable with that. It's just, it doesn't work for either of us. So, you know, going back to that rule we learned from our friends, talk about what works for both of you. And, you know, I will say this, very similar to the characters in a couple of the books that I've written, neither one of us was very sexually promiscuous before we got together. We had very few partners. So I think that's another thing that people hear and it kind of blows them away. It's like, wait, you didn't sleep with dozens and dozens and dozens of people before you got married and felt very comfortable to get into this lifestyle. And the answer is no. I mean, no, we didn't.
Well, that's incredible. So how many books have you written in erotic genre?
I've actually written 3 full-length novels. So those are between 70,000 to 100,000 words.
Wow.
And with those, I've actually tried, there's eroticism in them. I've tried to explore how a couple gets into a swinging lifestyle, and I used photography as the driving force.
So yeah.
The main characters, the main couple, the wife is a model, the husband is a photographer. They get a job to, you know, he's got to photograph her nude for, you know, an erotic shoot. And and just kind of follows them as they progress through that. So I've actually transitioned that series into more of a mystery. I kind of like the idea of having some, you know, deeper plot to it. So I'm writing the fourth novel in that series right now. And I've told some of the fans who've contacted me, because it's a long time coming, that the fourth book, I've got murder and mystery and excitement and all kinds of stuff in it, along with all the eroticism. So I'm taking my time with that. I have written probably 13 short stories.
Wow.
About 15,000 words on average. But and those do tend to be, those lean very erotic. I still try to tell a story with them, but they are more erotic.
Wow. So would you say that you've inspired people to maybe look into swinging?
I don't know if I've inspired them, but I've had a lot of people who've read my books contact me and ask if any of it was real, and then talk to me about it, because I have written about the rules that most couples follow and the comfort level that you have to build. And,
yeah.
You know, I've had a couple of, it tends to be guys contact me and say, how do you talk your wife into doing this? And my patent response, which probably doesn't go over well, is you don't. Neither one of you should talk the other one into doing it. Otherwise, it's not going to end well for anybody.
That's absolutely true. Yeah.
It needs to be a mutual thing that you're both comfortable with. And again, in our society, sadly, it seems easier to have an affair to get that, whatever you need in your relationship, regardless of what that is. It tends to be easier to do that than it is to talk to your spouse and say, hey, why don't we try adding some spice to our life?
No, absolutely. I totally understand. You know, I've, you know, seen so many, you know, groups with all this sort of information as well, because, you know, years ago I used to be in a relationship group where you would talk about your problems and that, and this particular topic came up quite often as well. So it's quite a known thing.
Yeah, it's funny that personally I didn't run into it until the beach in Hawaii, and neither did Lily. I mean, it was new to us, but as we talked about it and as we did a little research on our own, I'm serious, if any of your listeners are curious, they ought to do a Google search on CNN stories on polyamorous relationships. I think in the last 5 or 6 years, there's probably several dozen out there. I was actually amazed to see that. But for us, we know couples that are monogamous and incredibly happy that way, and they could never do anything like this, and more power to them. We also know couples that seem very sad. I don't know that this would be a good choice for them, but there's something missing. For us, I would have to say we lucked into a relationship with each other where we're very open and very honest. And when we talked about this, we weren't bored with each other. Our sex life was great. So it wasn't about the sex. It was about, I go back to that ultimate massage thing. You know, a lot of people go to a massage to get a massage, and they strip down. Sure, they're covered with a towel for the most part, but they don't think anything of it to have somebody basically rubbing and touching their body.
Right.
Some
yeah.
ways, a lot of us who are into this just see this as the same thing. I love it when Lily gives me a back rub or a massage. I love it when we have sex together. It's a little different when I'm with another woman. I don't love that other woman, but I'm enjoying the physical part of it. And to be honest, Lily is enjoying that I'm enjoying it.
Wow. Wow. I don't know. I just, that sort of thing's never ever in my life crossed my mind. And I don't know. I mean, I guess that would hurt if that was to happen to me.
And I understand that. We've met couples that have tried it and decided they absolutely hated it and it didn't work for them for whatever reason. To be honest, I would have put myself in that position until, again, for us, this was a very gradual, slow progression. We met, you know, I told you we don't do things very often. Met some friends, I guess it was about a month ago, had them over to the house, and one thing led to another. And I was talking to my friend's wife, and Lily was having oral sex with the guy in a chair across from us, and that progressed to sex. And, you know, I watched it. She had a great time. He definitely had a great time. You know, and it's something that a few years ago we would have talked about and said, wow, that was so surreal that I could watch you have sex or you could watch me have sex. And I wasn't jealous because I knew at the end of the day, we're together. And that was just a physical thing, if that makes sense.
Yep, no, that does. That absolutely does make sense. So what advice would you give to those out there that are thinking of doing what you do?
If for everybody, it's different. I'll tell you what we did. For us, doing a little research, doing a little reading, meeting somebody that we were lucky we met that couple. The college professors who had done a lot of research in it and pointed us in a direction to do our own research and gave us the advice that you need to talk about it. Don't do anything that you're not comfortable with. One of their pieces of advice was they actually suggested we not go to the swingers club because they thought it wouldn't be right for us. But they did say, if you go, plan, you know, talk about ahead of time what you will or will not do.
Yeah.
And have a safe word, if you will, to, you know, get out of that. But I would say my advice would be talk as a couple, and neither one should force anything on the other.
Yeah, that's absolutely correct. You know, again, Kyle Cannon, I really appreciate you coming onto our show and, you know, being so openly about this. This is absolutely incredible. And I'm sure that you're going to inspire a lot of other people out there. So, yeah, I mean, guys, I mean, check out Kyle in the description. Check out his links. And, you know, this guy has told his story. And, oh, boy. Oh, wow.
Well, and I do welcome anybody who wants to send me an email through my website. I try to respond to those as quickly as I can.
Yeah, absolutely. I really appreciate you, man, and I'll catch you up after the show.
Okay, thank you.
Brilliant. Thank you ever so much.
We are on air. It's Talk Back Friday.